Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is April 12, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Ugrow Capital Limited announces its equity capital raise. India-based fintech startup Ugrow Capital Limited has announced its second equity capital raise, as subject to customary closing conditions. Swiss National Bank plans wholesale CBDC and stablecoin. The Swiss National Bank, SNB, has announced plans to test the introduction of a wholesale CBDC and a stable value token for payment processing as part of its Swiss payments vision. UBS settles first repo transactions via DLR. Fintech company Broadridge Financial Solutions has announced that Switzerland-based investment banking company UBS has completed the first cross-border intraday repo transaction, repurchase agreement, on its distributed ledger repo platform. What If Projects launches Finwise, an AI chat service. What If Projects has announced the release of Finwise, an AI chat solution that was designed to simplify finance operations for banks, neobanks, and FIS. SCC Bank incorporates EMI facility for UPI payments. India-based SCC Bank has introduced an EMI facility for UPI payments, which are made by customers scanning a given QR code while using Pay Later. Approval Max partners with Airwallex. UK-based SaaS company Approval Max has joined forces with payments platform Airwallex to offer businesses batch payment approvals and multi-currency batch payments. MasterCard launches Cross-Border Services Express. MasterCard has launched Cross-Border Services Express in partnership with Fable FinTech and PayAll Payment Systems to help FIS set up international payments for their customers. Purple partners with Remitly for cost-effective remittances to Lebanon. Lebanon-based remittance and cash-out platform Purple has partnered with Remitly to enable remittances to Lebanon at a lower cost. Visa partners with PayPal and Venmo. Visa has partnered with PayPal and Venmo to pilot Visa Plus, aiming to help individuals move money between different person-to-person digital payment apps. Digital River offers BNPL with Afterpay and Clearpay. US-based commerce enabler Digital River has introduced Afterpay and Clearpay in its payment method offering to address consumer interest in buy now, pay later, BNPL, options. Identity partners with Investors Club. Global fraud management service provider Identity has announced its partnership with Investors Club for biometric identity verification integration. Finergo implements an AI-powered transaction monitoring solution. Ireland-based SaaS financial technology solutions provider Finergo has implemented an AI-powered transaction monitoring solution. U.S. Treasury releases DeFi illicit finance risk assessment. The U.S. Treasury has published the 2023 DeFi illicit finance risk assessment that analyzes the most common risks associated with DeFi services. Central Bank of Montenegro to launch CBDC with Ripple. The Central Bank of Montenegro, CBCG, has signed an agreement with crypto and blockchain solutions provider Ripple to develop a digital currency strategy and pilot. PhonePe raises a further $100 million. Indian mobile payments company PhonePe has raised a further $100 million in an ambitious attempt to complete an ongoing $1 billion financing round. De La Rue on the skids as demand for banknotes dries up. De La Rue has slashed its guidance for the coming year due to dwindling demand for banknotes. MasterCard unveils international payments tool. MasterCard has launched a tool that helps financial institutions set up international payments for their customers, including consumers and SMEs, in more than 60 currencies to over 100 markets. JP Morgan Chase boss Dime unveils groundbreaking AI. JP Morgan Chase has more than 300 AI use cases in production, CEO Jamie Dimon has revealed, calling the technology extraordinary and groundbreaking. KeyBank selects Kala for API-based payments and virtual accounts. Kala, the leading omni-channel card and payment platform, announced today that they have been selected to power KeyBank's integrated application programming interface, API-based payment solutions and virtual accounts. Paynetics granted UK EMI license by the FCA. Paynetics UK has received its electronic money institution, EMI, license from the UK's Financial Conduct Authority, FCA. Square integrates with OpenTable in the UK. Today, technology company Square announced a new integration across the UK with OpenTable, a global leader in restaurant technology. Purple opens remittance route to Lebanon with Remitly. Purple, a digital wallet and aggregator of remittance and cash-out partners incorporated in Beirut, Lebanon and in Abu Dhabi, announced today a partnership with Remitly, a leading digital financial services provider for immigrants and their families, to enable remittances to Lebanon with a better user experience and at a lower cost than traditional brick-and-mortar money transfer companies. Know Your Customer wins deals with VoloPay and Coda Payments in Singapore. Leading reg tech provider Know Your Customer is proud to announce its latest strategic client wins in Singapore, VoloPay and Coda Payments. FXCM unveils new platform and web app. FXCM Group, LLC, FXCM Group, or FXCM. The leading international provider of online foreign exchange trading, CFD trading and related services, has today launched a new platform and web application which will enable expansion in the coming months. Non-bank prime broker Clear Street bags $270 million investment. Clear Street, the company, a New York-based independent prime broker, today announced a $270 million investment from Prism Capital, a growth equity firm focused on partnering with exceptional management teams building disruptive, generational, and durable companies. Clearstream creates new bank in Luxembourg. Clearstream, the global post-trading services provider, has created a new bank in Luxembourg dedicated to serving institutional fund investors. Clearstream Fund Center SA. Nasdaq upgrades risk platform. Nasdaq today announced it has made a series of enhancements to its risk technology platform, which is widely used by the banking and broker-dealer community to manage liquidity and market risk. Nasdaq Ventures invests $3.5 million in Cuberno. Cuberno, a global legal entity SaaS provider for corporate secretaries, legal teams, and governance professionals, today announced the completion of a 3.5 meters Series A financing from Nasdaq Ventures. Cloud-based payments are the future, and banks need to get with the program. In corporate banking, adapting to change is crucial. The rapidly evolving demands from corporate clients mean banks must be on TH. PhonePe raises an additional US$100 million MLN. India-based fintech PhonePe has secured US$100 million of additional funding in the journey to complete an ongoing US$1 billion financing round. Know Your Customer signs VoloPay and Coda Payments as clients. Hong Kong-based RegTech Know Your Customer has announced its new strategic client wins within Singapore, VoloPay and Coda Payments. Bluevine taps Wise for international payments. Wise, the global technology company building the best way to move money around the world, and Bluevine, the leading provider of small business banking solutions, today announced a partnership that leverages the power of Wise platform to make international payments more convenient, simple and transparent for Bluevine's customers in its all-in-one digital banking account. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.